Let's talk about PTSD. I think it might be more than a bit like this bee that I just discovered on my patio. And if you stumbled upon this bee walking along rather drunkenly, you might think, what's wrong with him? Not knowing that his morning was just disrupted by the fact that one of these patio chairs were wet and his little wings stuck to it, and he was stuck there, and he was almost going to be stuck there forever. But a human came along, released him, and now he's walking along. He's just released his wings from the moisture that glued it to its body, and he looks like he's going to be okay. And you're like, why doesn't he just fly away? Why is he acting so weird? Like, there's nothing wrong with him, right? Because A, you don't know what just happened before, and B, you don't realize that when you look a little closer, this bee, his whole body is separated from his head parts. So, like, the thorax, abdomen separated from, like, the top part, whatever that is in bugs. And, like, he's barely hanging on to it. He's, like, dragging along his butt parts with him. And he's probably going to die really soon. What does this have to do with PTSD? I'm glad that you asked. Because it's like there's this part of us, when we have PTSD, that it looks like we're normal from the outside, but we're like dragging along this part, and it's not like fully connected, and it's like it's an element of survival that is encased in like assessing this problem. To people from the outside, it looks like everything's cool, but it's like they're overlooking like a glaring, obvious issue. It's like part of us is separated. And if you don't look super close, and if you don't have like the knowledge of what an intact human being of this type, what I look like when I'm intact, then you never know. Are you following me? Yeah. And I'm like, Before this bee's wings dried out, and just like following him, and like, hey, just like chill out, you know, just like sit in the sun. But he's like trying to run away. I'm like, wait, and he keeps trying to like pull his wing out. I'm like, if you just like sit in the sun and let it dry you off, you'll be okay. But nope, that bee gonna die. The difference is PTSD. In and of itself, usually not a killer, although it absolutely can lead to, it can lead to suicide, can lead to other health problems, which can be fatal, and mental health is health. Mental health is health. It affects us physically, all the ways. I'm feeling in some ways quite validated by having had a short-term disability for PTSD approved recently. And in other ways, like, concerned about facing a PCP today who's, like, weighing in on the matter is required. Again, my three therapists don't have like medical licenses, so their opinions don't quite count to the disability insurance company. And the first time that I had a conversation with this PCP about the PTSD, I was aghast because she'd been really cool in the past, and all of a sudden she was questioning me in ways that were just like astounding. She was like, well, why can't I just write you a note so that you're out 3 times a week for your 3 therapy appointments with your 3 different therapists, and then you go to work the rest of the time? I'm like, are you effing kidding me? Like, did you just hear what the hell I told you I'm, like, coming to you for? Like, would you ask someone who's recovering from long COVID and going to PT 3 times a week if they can't just, like, go to work outside of their 3 doctor's appointments a week for physical therapy? Like, no, I don't think you would. And, you know, ultimately the reason why it's triggering is because it triggers the part in me that wants to disbelieve myself. Certainly in some ways it's easier if I just dismiss all of these PTSD symptoms and all of these emotions as irrational, irrelevant, incorrect, disproportionate to reality, and so that I can just move on. Like, if I can just dismiss it, I can move on, ideally. But no, it doesn't work that way, because unfortunately, painful as it is for a lot of us, apparently, to believe it, people do really fucked up things to other people every day. And false memory isn't a thing, as it turns out. False memory is not a thing outside of the instances where it's intentionally implanted. There've been scientific studies done on this, and it's like the one instance in the 80s where false memory was created, it was because there were these researchers who were intentionally implanting these false memories in the minds of children for I guess partly sadistic purposes that nowadays certainly wouldn't fly, and then also supposed scientific, like, research purposes. But that's the only instance in reality where these false memories exist. So it's really easy for us to, and it's like this just cultural myth right now, this pervasive myth in our culture that specifically memories of abuse in childhood can, you know, it's a myth that those are frequently or even ever really false. So, there you have it. I think we're doing pretty okay, like, all things considered. You know, we're strong. We, meaning me, myself, and I. Yeah, we're gonna be okay. We've got a new debut single coming out tomorrow on Spotify and iTunes, so that's exciting. And we're moving forward, you know. Not every day are we allowed to, because sometimes mental health gets in the way. It's not really a very compassionate way to put it, but sometimes mental health puts a stopper in the schedule of the day and disallows for so-called productivity, but it is a lot of work to process emotions. It's a lot of work physically, emotionally, to pay attention to emotions that arise, and it's exhausting, and it's important work. Thank you. So, the moral of the story is, if you're dealing with PTSD, I believe you. I believe you that it's hard. I believe you that it's work. I support you in doing whatever the hell you need to do to feel better. I wrote a little song about it. If you want to take a day off, then you can. If you want to take a day off, then you can. If you want to take a day off, even if they threaten layoffs, if you want to take a day off, then you can. And if you're tired, I also wrote this version. If you're feeling really tired, go to sleep. If you're feeling really tired, go to sleep. If you just wanna be sleeping, even if shame starts to creep in. If you're feeling really tired, go to sleep. For real. Luckily, I think that overall we are moving towards generally more understanding as a society. We're moving in the right direction. 2 steps forward, 1 back. But I think we're gonna be okay. I encourage you to, if you need, you know, seek out like crisis support lines in your area. I found the local sexual assault crisis support line ampersand to be super helpful, and they were able to find me resources and a crisis counselor and long-term counseling that's free. So yeah. There is help out there. You're worthy of help. You're worthy of help. You are worthy of help. You're worthy. We are worthy of the support that we need. Love you. Go take good care of you. P.S. And it's a rather important P.S. indeed. Musings from the Rainbow Sparkle Palace is financed almost entirely by your generous contributions. If you're gleaning valuable info from this podcast and would like to give back, I invite you to visit rainbowstarmusic.com/podcast. Scroll down till you see the button that says Buy Rainbow Some Time, and you can quickly, via PayPal, send some money to this podcast. And I thank you so much. It means the world to me that this podcast means something to you.